Here's the story of a lovely... As marriages go, Duke and Progress are a blended family in the Carolinas. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother. Each company brings a passel of kids to the union. 24 on the Duke side, 18 for Progress. Those are the major power plants they operate in North and South Carolina, all now under the watchful eye of a single housekeeper.
Brady residence.
Yes, my name's John Verderame. I'm the director of power trading and generation dispatch for Duke.
Verderame is the Alice to this Brady bunch of power generation.
Mm-hmm. We're about to enter the trading floor.
The trading floor is where Duke and Progress hope to generate about half of the $650 million in savings they've promised to customers as a condition of their marriage. What happens here is not so much trading as traffic control. About 50 people sit at rows of desks facing a wall of monitors and moving numbers.
Progress, Duke. About half the room comes from Progress, the other Duke.
I
mean, we've really mixed everybody together to really get this as efficient as we can.
Their eyes fix on a digital chart up front, showing the expected power demand for the next 24 hours. The load, as it's called, starts off low on hot summer days and peaks in the early evening when people come home, turn on the TV, and crank up the AC. Electricity to meet that demand has to be produced on the spot, since there's no way to store it, which makes this guy's job really important.
Hi, I'm Steve Layton.
He's the team's meteorologist, which is much tougher than playing one on television. It's not enough for Layton to say, mid-80s and sunny today, folks.
When it comes to demand for electricity, 1 degree does matter. So it does matter whether it's going to be 84, 85, or 87. And so we're trying to get the forecast as accurate as possible at all times.
Every hour of the day, for every corner of the Carolinas, Layton is trying to predict how hot or cold it will be. 1 degree can equal the electricity of an entire coal-fired power plant. Meanwhile, the rest of the dispatch team is trying to figure out which of the 42 different power plants in the Duke Progress family offers the cheapest way to meet the demand. And just like on the Brady Bunch, there is a favorite.
Marsha, Marsha, Marsha!
Or nuclear, nuclear, nuclear. They put out enormous amounts of electricity with a relatively small amount of fuel. So nuclear's the first choice. Hydropower is even cheaper since water is free, but it's only good in short bursts since reservoirs only hold so much. Coal and natural gas plants come next. But it's not just the cost of fuel that matters. You also have to consider how fast a power plant can start generating electricity. Nuclear plants, for example, take several days. Coal plants take at least 12 hours. Natural gas plants can switch on in 10 minutes. And sometimes it's actually cheaper to buy electricity from another utility than it is to fire up one of your own plants.
You think price is going to go up?
Those decisions happen here, in the front row of the dispatch center. Kent Cundiff and Troy Brown sit side by side, more than a dozen computer screens between them. Brown monitors the going rate for electricity on the wholesale market. When the price goes up, he nods to Cundiff, who gives the order to start making a little more electricity in-house. In this case, it's a natural gas plant that gets the call.
Hey, Shauna, this is Kent Gym Desk. I was just going to see if you go ahead and start one Rockingham unit, please. That is correct. Thank you very much.
It's like a puzzle we put together every day.
Ever the watchful housekeeper, Verderame stands over Cundiff's shoulder, monitoring how much this whole operation is saving at any given moment. Before Duke and Progress merged, each had fewer options to meet the power demands of their customers. Duke had more nuclear capacity, for example, but Progress had more efficient natural gas plants. With those fleets blended into one big family, Verderame's team expects to save more than $300 million over the next 5 years. The company has promised to pass that on to its customers. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.